Finances and livelihood are critical to our survival, and people are naturally concerned about whether they have enough to live on. Especially when the pandemic lingers for so long, people, including Christians, may increasingly worry about their livelihood. Our Lord Jesus is also concerned about our survival, and He does not want His people to be bound by worries, as He is with us. Most importantly, we must remember that man's utmost concern should not be earthly needs, but the relationship with God. Jesus said to His disciples in Matthew chapter 6, "So, do not worry, saying, 'What shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or what shall we wear?' For the pagans run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own." Notice here that Jesus was talking about the basic necessities of life, such as food, drink, and clothes. Yet, even these basic human needs are not the most important things to worry about. What truly matters is that we have a good and right relationship with God. If our relationship with God is right, God will naturally look after us and supply us with whatever we need. Thus, we should worry more about our relationship with God than the needs of life. Do our lives belong to God? Are we seeking His kingdom first? If we belong to God, and if He can even change the eternal destiny of those who put their faith in Him, then how would He not help us with our needs on earth? Next, we must also know that sometimes the problems that men encountered are meant for God to display His works. We read in John chapter 9 that when the disciples asked Jesus, "Whose sin caused a man to be born blind?" Jesus replied, "Neither this man nor his parents sinned," said Jesus, "but this happened so that the works of God might be displayed in him." This is indeed comforting. Sometimes when we encounter problems, we may wonder if we have sinned such that God is not pleased with us, so He let us meet with troubles. However, sometimes when things are not well, such as we have illness like that blind man, or our livelihood is affected by things such as the pandemic, this may not be because God does not love us or He wants to punish us, but because God wants to reveal His wonderful deeds through our suffering. God does not promise that believers will not have trials and suffering, but He promised that even in our suffering, He can glorify Himself. However, God's works and help will come in His ways and time. Sometimes, God works in ways which differ from our preference and expectation. Take Lazarus' sickness, death, and resurrection, for example. We read that after Jesus heard that Lazarus was sick, He delayed 2 days before going to him. Both Martha and Mary had hoped that Jesus could arrive earlier, then their brother would not have died. But Jesus explained that He arrived after the death of Lazarus so that the people might believe that God had sent Him. Sometimes we also hope God can act faster in our times of troubles and needs. When we are troubled over our livelihood issues, we hope God can help us resolve quickly. However, Lazarus' example reminds us that sometimes when God does not seem to care nor do anything about our troubles, that is not the case. He just has His own timing and reasons. Certainly, God will meet our needs timely. But what God wants to give us more than a secured livelihood is a heart that fully trusts Him and finds peace in Him. Thus, we should turn all our worries away. To do this, we must replace our worries with the promises of God. 1 Peter chapter 5 says, "Cast all your anxiety on Him because He cares for you." Philippians chapter 4 also tells us not to be anxious about anything. Paul also learned the secret to know what it is to be in need and what it is to have plenty. He has learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want. He could do all this through God who gave him strength. Paul also said in Philippians chapter 4, "And my God will meet all your needs according to the riches of His glory in Christ Jesus." When we think about God's word more often, our worries over livelihood will reduce and be replaced by peace. Therefore, in this pandemic, let us not just get absorbed by negative news that make us worry, but let's meditate on and confirm God's word more. Everything may change, but God's word and His faithfulness will not fail. Next, we also need to drown our worries with thoughts of thanksgiving. Even if we are in lack, we can learn from Paul to restore a heart of contentment and gratitude in the Lord. Every little grace or blessing that we recall can help to crush negative thoughts or trigger memories of God's past faithfulness. In this way, we can let God's peace, instead of worries, reign in our hearts. Also, when we can grasp God's perfect will, we will not worry as much. God does not lead us thoughtlessly. Thus, if we are facing certain struggles in our livelihood, we should reflect what is God doing in our lives. Is He training us to grow in our faith and deepen in our relationship with Him? Is He readjusting our priorities to put God above finances and livelihood? Or is He teaching us to moderate our spending habits to be simple rather than extravagant? When we understand God's perfect will, we can have assurance that our livelihood struggles exist for good reasons, and God will see us through them as well. Lastly, if we can be good stewards of God-given money, we need not worry about finances. Even if we don't earn much or we earn lesser during the pandemic, if we have been faithful over a little, God will reward us. Brothers and sisters, our God is a loving and generous God. Under His care, He does not wish that we worry over our livelihood or be anxious about anything. Although the current reality may worry some of us, may God's promises and presence restore peace in us. Our Father God knows what we need, and we just need to anticipate His faithful guidance and provision.